Spotify.
Hello. Thank you for choosing the Lackadaisical Libriculobiculorist podcast. Without further delay, here is your host, Jordan Maywood.
Hello! Welcome to the Librocuba. My name is Jordan Maywood, and I am the Lackadaisical Librocubiculist. Today, within the Librocube, is Movie Monday, in which we discuss movies. Whew, did that all in one long breath there. I'm a little tuckered out now, so see you TV Tuesday. No, we're going to continue on with Movie Monday by saying there will be spoilers. Folks, I give a spoiler warning every single top of every show single. So pay attention, because I do spoil things. Another thing I like to say is that if you like what you hear, the only payment I ask is a million deniros. No, that is ridiculous. The only payment I ask is perhaps you pass the podcast on to a friend. Perhaps you rate, subscribe, and comment in iTunes, because those two things are what helps podcasts grow and flourish like a beautiful flower. Peaceful and relaxing like. Last piece of podcast-related business. We're flying along today because I only have three movies and I want to get them done on the way to work. Last piece of podcast-related business, of course, is today's sponsor. Yes, gotta get paid. Today's sponsor is the MILF Travel Agency. Once again, today's sponsor is the MILF Travel Agency, which of course stands for Mums Enjoy Long Voyages. Once again, that is the MILF Travel Agency. Okay, why don't I hop right in, feet first. Because we're going to go head first, that's why. Ha ha, yeah. With a comedy special by Mr. Reggie Watts. It is called, I guess you would call it Reggie Watts : Why Shit So Special? Did I write that down right? Why Shit So Special? ? Why do I think I may have wrote that down wrong? If you Google Reggie Watts, Why Shit So Special, probably if it is correct, it will definitely come out. If it is incorrect, it will probably fix my error. I just, for some reason, I'm thinking I wrote it down wrong. Why Shit So Special? Maybe I'm thinking too hard. Well, that doesn't sound like something I would do. Basically, it is the comedy-slash-musical special from Mr. Reggie Watts. Something that quite happens in the... that quite often happens in the comedy world is when you are a standing-up comedian, as Mr. Jimmy Pardo will say, you will work towards and strive towards creating a special of usually an hour's length, sometimes half hour. You will then record that. It will probably be on the television, and then that's kind of it. That for you will often mean that material is done and gone, and you will have to start from scratch on a new special. That's kind of the stand-up comedy cycle, if you will. Reggie Watts is a little different in that it is almost as if he has taken his art and then kind of added a dash of comedy to give it a comedy special feel. However, it's sort of more than that, or different than that, depending on if you like it or not, which I very, very, I'm going to give it three varies, very much do. Oh, I give it four. It's one of the best things I have seen, just period, in a long time. I'd probably go 6 out of 5. There is in the middle of the special, sort of right jab dab in the middle, it does get a little slow, so I'd maybe even bring that down. But overall, yeah, let's just go overall 5 out of 5 in that case, with some 6 out of 5, but overall 5 out of 5. Man, my ratings are goddamn convoluted sometimes. If you are unfamiliar with Reggie Watts, I want you to look for him and look for his work. It is available in many, many, many different forms online, including just to get a look at him, because he's an interesting looking character. He's got a giant afro, a giant beard. He is pretty giant in general. And when you look at him and then hear him, it's a sort of disconnect, because he has such a just amazing voice range that, like, he started his show by singing this sort of almost children's song in a children's voice, and then immediately went into, like, a deep sort of rap voice. Let's just call it a rap guy's voice. Man, I'm white. That adds to the comedies. And he kind of goes from one extreme to the other, the flick of a switch, which kind of leads me to what he does. I believe you would, and again, let me just show my supreme, oh no, maybe don't do that. Let me just show my, for lack of a better word, whiteness by not knowing what exactly you would call this, but I believe you would call it beatboxing. He will then take his friggin' unbelievable, crazy, just listen to him and blow the head off, blow your mind away, beatboxing, and then sort of mix it. So he'll, at points, have the beatboxing in the background and be singing. Sometimes, what is really cool, he'll be singing with himself and sort of harmonizing with himself. Just an amazing feat of music and art and comedy and all sort of rolled into one. Let me just see what some of my notes say. It started out, this special, with him and a bunch of guys, including Mr. Kumail Nanjiani, who I've spoke about plenty of times, sitting around playing a little Dungeons & Dragons. So you kind of know right off the bat that this is going to be aimed at sort of my demographic, hence the love for it, I guess. That's how it starts, and then he says something along the lines, I just got to go do something for a bit. He walks across the hall from the Dungeons and Dragons game he is playing and starts doing his comedy special. Haha. Editing. This was interesting, this special, in that it was filmed on multiple different nights in multiple different venues and then sort of all stitched together to just an awesome piece of, I keep using the word art because it has sort of an arty feel to it. Since I have two other movies, I kind of knew that, speaking of this, I would have trouble stopping. But let me just round it off by saying some of the what some of the songs he sung were about. Just to maybe very, very poorly give you an idea about what he sings about and what it's all about without doing it any justice whatsoever. Yeah, okay, let's do that. First song, I think, was the one about a taxi driver and how the taxi driver refused or did not want to drive him to Brooklyn and about Brooklyn. A song about doobies. Just on that note, the doobie note. This, if you are a partaker of doobies, you would love this. And they sort of film it in such a way that if you are on the doobies, smoking the dubs, then you will very, very much enjoy this. Like, they do some kind of crazy camera work and special effects and stuff for the doobie inclined. Did a song about Cunnilingus, a sex robot, and then to round it all off, if you watch sort of, I think it was after the credits or just before the credits, he put like a music video that you might see on an MTV if they, A, still had music videos there, and B, allowed songs that were basically 99% swear words at the end. That part I liked as well. Okay, so better move on quick to a movie called Guilt Trip. This is a movie with Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen. Yes, that one. Sort of had the feel of... It was kind of a combination of a couple of movies. If you've ever seen the movie, I believe it was called... I can't remember if it was called Mom or Mother. I believe it was called Mother with Albert Brooks. That's a great movie. I'd give that, off the top of my head, 4 to 5. This movie combines that with a little, say, Vegas Vacation and just Vacation. National Lampoon's, that is. And it's almost as if they sort of combine that, maybe a little Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. They kind of pulled from very, very many movies, it felt like, but with not as much success as the original movies, which was kind of a shame. I'll go for rating 3 out of 5, because I did enjoy it while watching it, but I know I would never watch it again. I thought it was going to be perhaps higher on the comedies and not as high on the dramas, but it wasn't. It's basically Seth Rogen is going cross-country trying to sell his wares, his product, which is unimportant what it is, and because his mother used to date way, way back in the day before his father, who is now deceased, date someone in the same field that he could sell to, he's like, oh, Mom, why don't you come along on this trip with me? It'll be fun. Despite the fact that she is, I've never really, she reminded me very much of my own mother. So sort of the thought of going on a cross-country trip with my own mother kind of just freaked the shit out of me. Luckily, she doesn't listen to this podcast, so take that. But that's not surprising. For a grown man, I'm probably close to the same age as Seth Rogen. He might be a little bit older. For any guy my age, to picture going cross-country trip in a car, just you and your mom, is not a pleasing thought, I don't think, for any guy. So that's where a lot of the comedy was, just that sort of, oh my god, what the hell is he doing? Why is he doing this? Nothing is worth this. And there was definitely funny moments there. Not really too much to say other than it follows your sort of typical comedy movie in that it's two people. Could be two guys, could be a man and a woman in a romantic relationship, could be... It's always kind of two people who, for whatever reason, are getting along, and then something happens and they don't get along, and then by the end of the movie, they get along, but even better than they did originally. Oh, and a lesson was perhaps learned along the way. That is exactly what happens in this movie, and... I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad formula, because quite often it works. It's just, I yearn for something different. Okay, so let's move on to the last movie, because I am running out of time. It is called Dark Skies. Scary. I went into this movie knowing it was a sort of a horror movie, but not knowing what form the horror was going to take. Ha-ha! I was just about to say... I'm glad of that fact, and yet I'm about to spoil it. So, if you have not seen this movie, it is fun to go into the movie not knowing anything about it. So, perhaps, don't listen to this part, which I very rarely say, if you haven't seen the movie. Okay? That was your warning there. Aliens. Yes. The bad men, the very, very bad things in this movie is aliens. Normally in movies, and it's funny because the missus and I, if you listen to our episode we just recorded about American Horror Story: Asylum, had within it aliens as one of the things within it, let's just say. And I mentioned in that review that kind of alien shit, it feels stupid and doesn't scare me. But that being said, this movie had some genuine scares. So, a couple of times, I was like, oh, geez, look down, a little goosebump action on me old arm. So, why don't I throw out my rating? I'd go 4 to 5. Yeah, I did enjoy it, and for a horror movie, it did give me some scares, so thank you for that. Basically, it is about a family. It sort of started out with a haunted house kind of vibe to it. And maybe that's where my scares were. I don't know. And then shit started going down in their house. Sort of the first example was the mother, the wife of this family came into the kitchen and everything was sort of piled in kind of geometric shapes. There was a part where three separate flocks of birds flew into the house. My mom would have been terrified of that because she is scared of birds. There was a part where they sort of, the alarm goes off in the house and they get a call from the alarm company asking, and they ask them, which door or window was that from? And the girl on the phone's like, that's the weird thing. It was all of them at once that went off in your house, the alarms, that is. Oh! I don't know why she said it like that. That was odd. That same part there, they looked at all their photos in their living room, and only the frames remained, but all the photos were gone. There's always a part, quite often in movies such as this, where they consult an expert. So like in The Exorcist, just for an example, they'll get the expert exorcism priest. In this one, it was, I didn't write down his name, shit. You'd know him from the television show Oz, where he played the main Nazi guy, neo-Nazi whatever dude. You'll also perhaps know him from the video game Portal 2, where he is the voice of Cave Johnson. That guy. I can't remember his name. Really, really good scares and a twist ending. So I like a twist ending, an ending I didn't see coming. So that very infrequently happens to me. When it does, I like it. Folks, I'm at work. We did it. Did I get my rating on that? Yeah, I did. Hey, everything wrapped up in a neat little package. So I will say it is nice to be nice to the nice.
Thank you for listening. This has been another edition of the Lackadaisical Libracubical Wrist. We here in the Liberal Cube would love to hear from you. If for any reason you would like to contact us, you can do so via the email address, maywood.jordan@gmail.com. And now I have a theory.
I've got a theory that it's a demon, a dancing demon. No, something isn't right there.
I've got a theory.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine.
Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met.
Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine.
Live long and prosper.